secret internal Kaiser Permanente experiment finds U.S. COVID-19 tests are highly inaccurate. The Aegis Alliance, note. Now and currently 2023, the COVID tests are far more accurate, including the home test kits. California. The healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente recently conducted an internal experiment in secret in Southern California, and possibly other states to discover how accurate the U.S. COVID-19 tests are, in particular the cotton swab tests. The majority of Kaiser employees on the office and business side have been working from home since the coronavirus pandemic became a dire important issue in the United States and around the globe. Kaiser employees have been working very hard to deal with and combat this crisis. Kaiser recently conducted an internal experiment in secret that involved its employees on the business and office side of its operations. These employees were asked to take coronavirus tests. Half of them were told to actually use the swab for the test, and the other half were told to not use the swab for the test, and to just submit the swab samples unused. The workers who ran the tests were not told about and had no knowledge of Kaiser's secret experiment. When the results of the test kits came back, Kaiser found that the employees who actually did use the swab for the test had mixed positive and negative results, with results leaning more towards testing positive for coronavirus. But to Kaiser's surprise, so did the tests where the employees were asked to not use the swab and to submit the unused sample. In one particular group of California office employees, all of the unused swab samples came back as testing positive for coronavirus. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. We don't often report on biased types of politics, but there is an explanation for why the test kits are highly inaccurate. Germany has the most accurate COVID-19 test kits in the world, but because a well-known grudge President Donald J. Trump has with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany itself, rather than go to the nation for test kits, the Trump administration asks senior advisor Jared Kushner to assist in procuring PPE and coronavirus test kits. Kushner has no experience working in the medical industry and formed a coronavirus shadow task force in March 2020. Soon afterward, a healthcare startup named Oscar Health was put in charge of developing a website that locates coronavirus testing sites for users. President Trump also announced a similar partnership with Google that same day. Oscar Health was also given a role in producing coronavirus test kits. Oscar Health's co-founder and investor is Jared's brother, Joshua. While PolitiFact's fact-check says it's false that Trump tapped Oscar Health for the task, it would seem to be that this was more than just mere coincidence. This task force went on to form a VIP update spreadsheet that preferred procuring PPE and test kits from inexperienced Trump allies instead of legitimate vendors. In one such deal, a Pennsylvania dentist by the name of Dr. Albert Hazori used his connections to Trump to push FEMA to purchase from his associates, including 100,000 test kits in early May from Mexico the dentist promised to deliver. It's important to note that Mexico was only testing people who came in contact with high-risk people who had coronavirus back in March, and the number of positive results was low. This all changed when Mexico began carrying out mass testing with these same kits bought from China, which are known to be highly inaccurate, and by June the cases of coronavirus swelled in Mexico. About 1 week after the Trump-affiliated dentist promised to deliver 100,000 test kits from Mexico, Mexico announced they were purchasing 300,000 test kits from China. There are examples of just how inaccurate the test kits from China really are, including when the country of Spain ditched China's test kits, with Spanish doctors claiming the tests were only 30% accurate. The UK government stated that millions of test kits from China are unreliable for most patients. In fact, the millions of test kits the UK received from China were found to already have the COVID virus on them. When other European countries turned to China for test kits, they found them to be faulty. India criticized the Chinese coronavirus tests for their poor accuracy. These same faulty and highly inaccurate coronavirus tests from China are the same ones being used in the United States. With the way these Chinese test kits are being indirectly imported into the US through other countries, it does almost seem as though it's a smuggling operation for some unknown purpose unless it has to do with the Trump-China feud. Meanwhile, President Trump and Chinese officials have gone back and forth criticizing each other, with China mocking President Trump's handling of COVID in the United States. However, China may actually be laughing at Trump all along while they deceive the US and other countries with faulty test kits from Chinese companies. The coronavirus hype by the mainstream media is constant every hour of the day, but it has become apparent that the true number of coronavirus cases and related deaths in the US may actually be some amount less. The mainstream media constantly pushing to drive fear and panic into Americans who watch its news is very unnecessary. We understand that COVID-19 is a serious issue, but with the tests having been proven to be inaccurate, and the constant hype by the media, it has caused some people to become overconcerned about the positive cases and related deaths numbers. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.